Hi guys, what's up? It is me, LaRae. Welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring
Zoyfish
and
Noah Beck. Okay. Hey guys.
Woo! So we have one of the most special creators on TikTok, not only because she is an amazing dancer, she's also a goofy goober. You are a goofy goober. Thank you. Disagree or do you agree?
I'll agree.
You know what? You're one of those girls that...
I'm scared he's going to read me.
You're one of those girls that are very unapologetically themselves around anybody. Like, you know those girls that when they're around guys, they're like... They're all like only better example. Guys. You know those girls when they go to dinner with a guy, they're like...
Yeah, no, babe.
No, you're the type of bitch that
won't waste the time. I won't waste the time. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just be... Who I am.
Mm-hmm. So when you and Baron went on a date, did you fuck up that plate or were you very like...
Like first date?
Mm-hmm. Or just with anybody? Like, did you like...
No, I don't care. Because it's like, okay, if you're gonna like... I'm not gonna... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna... But... No, I just ate it down. Because what are you going to do? What's the point in front of you? What are you going to do? Not eat it? She
decided to go to Crab Boil on her first date.
Honestly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go to more of those with Baron, at least.
That'd be nice.
I went to a crawfish boil with Baron once and I didn't like it. Really? But I still tried to eat it.
Was the food bad?
It was just like, what is the yellow stuff in the middle? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I never ate it.
It's, but maybe I'll go to one and I'll like it.
Hopefully.
Didn't really like that one.
Really?
But I did fuck it up still.
What is your...
You know what I mean?
Noah, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you went on your first date with any girl, did you like eat like a king? Like were you like shy or did you fuck it up?
Like a king. Mm-hmm. As in...
Like, I feel like for guys, it's not like as like... They don't have to be timid with it.
Yeah, it's not like I have like, to be like, ladylike, you know?
You don't have to be ladylike. Like salad. Cobb salad. That's like what no. I do. Like
what's, a steak. Okay, is there a food that like you won't eat on your first date, like just strictly out of embarrassment?
My biggest fear is like having smelly breath.
Okay, yeah.
Like so I cannot like.
That's why you gotta carry one thing about me,
and I think it's my. I'm not gonna say I have OCD because I'm one of those bitches who self-diagnose themselves. But like, I have the biggest fear of someone being like, "Yeah, I met Lorraine, that bitch stanked."
Oh my god!
Like imagine that.
Like I cover my if it does feel and I don't have gum, I cover my breath when I'm talking to fans.
Or I'll stay away
from
you.
You know.
Because no, you also know this thing. I did it in the Bahamas a lot. When you guys are close to me after I finished like a drink or something, I literally won't talk.
You were like, "Babe, my breath smells."
Yeah, I'll just nod.
Mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. "Okay, I've gum."
But for my first date, bitch, you know what I did?
What
I ate before, okay. And then when we got there, I had like steak.
Oh,
and
you're one of those.
I'm not hungry. I'm not that hungry. I'm like honestly,
you had
I don't
a full
have
course meal, and then you got there and you're like, "Take a
sip." But he fucked it up. He had mac and cheese, lobster. I go, wait a fucking minute.
I'm right. I'm one of those people who like eats off of other people's plates when they get it. If I don't get anything,
I felt that.
But I think I feel sushi's my favorite food. But I feel like I'd be so embarrassed to eat sushi on a first date because you either have to like. Gobble, like eat that shit whole, like get it down your throat, or like you have to like you can't take bites of like a roll. You know what I mean?
Like I feel like if you try to eat into a roll, then it gets even messier. And then
that's what
like,
I'm saying. So it's like, and then you embarrass yourself. So it's might as well, or you can just get sashimi.
What's it? True. You know? What's your favorite sushi?
Like spicy tuna on crispy rice.
Okay.
Or like sushi? Are you talking about like rolls? Because sushi and like salmon sashimi or salmon sushi. Sorry. And then rolls like anything with spicy tuna in it.
Sorry, I was getting questions.
Gotcha.
It's okay. I'm a little distracted.
No, I'm okay. But so
definitely Zoe. Spicy tuna rolls. Yeah.
That's your favorite spicy tuna rolls?
I just like anything with spicy tuna in it.
Really?
But it
favorite
can't be
food
like
overall.
Sushi. Like I love sushi.
Okay.
Should we get sushi after this?
Yes. I've
you
been
would
craving.
Wait for me? Would you wait for me?
Oh, yes.
I've been craving sushi. So what's? I don't even get sushi because I'm allergic to half the shit.
What?
But I get avocado cucumber rolls.
Oh.
It's like the same thing.
I've gotten that before. Not as exciting, but it's definitely a roll
it's definitely
still.
Meal.
It's definitely you could
definitely
feel it
food.
As sushi
it's a roll.
Still.
It's a roll.
Definitely a roll that you could eat. But no, I love spicy tuna. We should go to Katsuya.
Katsuya, what's up with you and fucking everybody in LA talking about some Katsuya?
Katsuya's so okay. Where do you like to go?
This place is next. It's like I like you know underground places. Okay. You know? I like these small
underground
businesses.
Girl.
What are you
okay,
about to say? What place?
What is it?
I don't know the name of it, but it's right next to Dunkin' Donuts. It's
over here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place literally, you know where I live, right?
You showed
like,
me that place, and that place was mediocre as fuck.
Oh, you're crazy.
The sauce is
I'm not even gonna like say the name of it anymore because you just disrespected them.
Can I set this right?
I'm only saying mediocre because the sauces were so not good for me. They weren't good sauces. I've had such amazing sauces that my taste buds are like.
Do you always get like spicy mayo on the side?
I can't eat sushi without it.
Spicy mayo is so good.
So good. I like down packets of soy sauce.
Fair enough. But honestly, some people just do it right. Some people do the spicy mayo so right.
What the fuck is going on?
Some people just do
it. Just do it so right.
So you grew up in suburbs. So you grew up in San Fernando Valley.
Can I put this right here?
Yeah.
So I did grow up in the San Fernando Valley. Always on his fucking phone.
For the people that don't know.
I'm getting questions.
Okay.
For the people that don't know where the San Fernando Valley is.
Fernando. It's literally like just in the valley of like LA.
Interesting. Born and raised here your whole life.
Yeah. Like it's near here actually. It's funny. Like Sherman Oaks. I went to school in like Sherman Oaks Studio City area. Middle school, and then high school I went to El Camino, which is Woodland Hills.
Why did I not know that? Why did I think you were from like...
I thought I told you guys. I thought everyone knew that. And it's so rare to meet people from the Valley too. And when I do meet them, I'm like, which high school did you go to? Because it's so fun to like relate really with that.
Well, because you go... I knew that you went to CSUN.
Yeah.
To college. And I just assumed like... I just always assume that people that go to college... In a state, I assume they're from another state just because they want a different experience.
No, I literally live, like, my dad's house is probably like 12 minutes from CSUN.
Really?
So it's, I didn't even feel like I was at college. I was like, okay, I could go home after
school. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? But it was still,
interesting.
Do you want to go back to college?
It's a very different college experience.
No?
Okay, yes, I would if I had to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Because, like, I don't really, like, it's not, like, I don't want to say priority. But it's not like something I want to do right now.
Yeah.
And school will always be there.
Yeah. And this
and I don't think
other opportunities
would always be there. Yeah.
Aren't always going to be
there. I don't think you'll need it. No.
Period. Thank you.
If I'm being honest, like unless with this next question, if you answer with like, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer, then like.
I don't want to do that. I never want to do that.
Okay. Ever. 10, good 10 year
for
goal.
You if you can.
10 year plan.
10 year plan.
Where do you want to be in 10 years?
Oh,
that's a big question.
Let's go five. Let's go five.
5 years? Oh, I'll be like 25.
Scary.
Scary. Oh, 25. Well, I want to be I just want to be successful in anything I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, you know, social media is a lot of like, you can take different, you know, outlets with it.
Opens and I feel a lot
like
of doors.
Obviously people do. So I just want to like try a bunch of stuff and like be good at it, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Whatever.
Cause
sticks.
I feel like I have not like really like showed any like personality on my social media. It's more just like dancing.
You show plenty of personality. So
but like not on my actual page. Do you know what I mean? It's more just like, oh, dancing.
Yeah.
So I want to like get into more of that. It's like, it's harder.
Dude. But what exactly like excites you? Like what do you know yet? And you don't have to. You're 20 years old. You don't have to know.
Right. I mean I feel like I would want to try acting or something for fun.
Awesome.
But everyone wants to try that. But that would be fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I wanted to do like YouTube-y. But, like, YouTube is, I feel like it's just not a thing anymore. it is, but, like, I don't know. If you're established, it's a thing.
I saw a side eye.
It's very,
it's not, it's, oh, my gosh.
It's a thing, but it's, like, I feel like only for people that are established already.
Yes.
Like, if you're trying to grow on it right now, it's, like,
I mean, yeah, but
style it down. You know what I mean?
That is very factual.
Would you ever do anything in, like, the hosting world? I feel like you'd be a great host.
Okay, I have, like, tried little, like, thingies with that. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Yeah. And I feel like I could do that. I feel like I'd want to do that.
I feel like you can do a lot of things.
Okay. Like pretending that's nice.
Entertainment. Stop.
You're very just like entertaining and like your energy is kind of contagious.
Okay.
And like you just like you have a very a beautiful charisma.
Thank you.
Something about you that just makes me fall in love with you when I talk to you. I think like, what? Why are you laughing?
Laughing?
I have anxiety.
I'm smiling.
Me too.
But seriously, like you're one of those people I look at and I'm like, oh, she's gonna be fine in the next 10 years.
Because like that is very
you have a very great head on your shoulders. Aww. And this is not going to be a podcast of us talking about your future for the next 25 minutes because I know how annoying that is.
Yeah.
But so I can end this off in the best way possible.
Aww.
Everyone I feel like around you knows that you're destined for great things. You're too smart.
Like, I'm like, I'm gonna cry.
No, don't cry. It's just
I'm
like
just kidding,
some people need to hear. Sometimes you need to hear this shit because we don't hear it often. And a lot of our friends probably like they see us and they're like, oh, I don't think about that type of stuff. But like, it's nice to hear. But like, you're so young. Don't just because you see another 20-year-old that's just are way more successful than you are.
Yeah.
Don't feel like. Let no, me finish.
I the way you were
just because you see another 20-year-old that's way more successful than you are, don't feel like you're behind at all.
Don't
Your
compare.
Time will come.
Okay.
Literally, don't compare.
Just trust.
Don't
yeah. That actually is like the nicest thing I could have heard. Because you do doubt yourself, like even if you are in like a really good place, like
100%.
You do doubt yourself sometimes, and you're like, damn. And comparing obviously is a fucking huge thing all
the
time.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Imagine how it and feels to be like 21 and you see Charli D'Amelio like with 25 businesses.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, damn, I'm
you're
like,
okay,
I'm behind.
Okay, my but time no, will come. My time will come.
Her time came, and we all have our own time.
You'll, but that is you'll very figure
nice.
It out. You'll
yeah,
figure
that is
it
very
out.
Nice to hear.
But don't ever stress. If you need advice, you know where I'd be. I'm the best when it comes to advice. I swear to God, I can't take it.
No, you are. Like that just like made me like so like I'm like good now.
I got you, bitch.
I love you.
Now this is some real shit.
No.
Now that we got that,
need to hear
that
though.
Real shit.
I saw a
TikTok. I saw a TikTok. I saw
a tish.
And the question was, do you need? Actually, did y'all? I think you guys saw it too. It was
I don't
like,
know if I saw it.
I don't think we could talk about that.
I have no idea where you're
Wait,
going.
Wait, what
with
is
this.
It?
Never
I don't.
Mind.
It's you
like,
can't. You
where
can't
are you going?
I
with
hate
this?
Talking about like relationships. So we're not talking about relationships.
Okay, yeah, let's not.
Yeah, but it was just like, have you seen TikTok where it's like the notes pad and it's like. Like my rules for relationships.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
I love those type of things.
Okay,
like,
well, I'm going to talk about that. I just meant
passwords,
I like,
location.
Yeah,
like, is it like,
yeah, yeah. You know
what's your stance
about?
On this?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'll talk about that. Because
I have such a different opinion about people when
that would be fun. Wait.
That would be fun. Okay.
Should we bring it up?
I want to hear this.
Yeah, some people have some interesting stances.
Yeah, I want to like.
No,
it's kind of fun to like see other people.
It's very debatable.
You know what I mean?
No,
it is super debatable.
This girl was like, I saw TikTok. She's like, yeah, like he can go to a party, that's fine, but like I just need him to like text me every second of the party and like let me know what he's doing. That's
no, I wouldn't. Weird. I wouldn't do that.
I couldn't. Oh, here it is.
I
okay.
wouldn't do that. Okay, oh, let me hear,
relationship
let me
rules.
Okay.
Oh, this is the girl, but we're not gonna put her face.
Oh,
location.
Okay, I've seen her
let's start with location. We'll start with Noah.
Okay, so with just to explain to the viewers, if you've never seen this trend, basically there's like a list of relationship rules, as in like there will be a topic and you have to discuss like your view of like how this should go in a relationship. So the first one is location. So I assume it's like sharing your location with your significant other.
Yeah. What's your take?
What's your take on it?
I need
for location.
What do you say?
Give me your
location's an interesting
no,
one.
Like
wait,
location,
this is good. I like this
like
a lot.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Let's hear.
Location.
Let's hear
I'm not like. I'm not. I've never been big. I know some people like share their location with everyone just so like it's like a safety thing. But it's also like
yeah.
I've never been big on like knowing where people like. I don't check location at all. Like I know a few people have mine just purely like because they share their mine with and they're like. Well, you have mine, give me yours. And it's like, okay, like I don't care.
Yeah.
So location's kind of a weird one for me because it's like a toss-up. Like if you want to share it, cool. If you don't, like that's fine. Just like
I get that.
Like it's more of like a conversation starter. Cause you know, it's
like oh, what are you, where are you?
It's like,
you
yeah,
doing?
Like what are you up to right now? And it's and
okay.
if they're like, check my location. And it's like,
You're like, girl, just tell me.
Yeah,
we can talk about it.
Make it sexy.
No, literally.
In your
like,
bed, wearing pajamas.
Guess.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Guess where I'm
like,
at.
I don't really have a view on, like, a perspective.
What about
on
you,
this
though?
One.
How do you feel about location?
Well, that's, I'm like one of those girls that's always been like, okay, like, I have all my friends' locations for, like, you know, safety purposes.
You're a life 360, bitch. Huh?
Okay. I think it's more of a girl thing.
Fuck no, babe. If my parents ever did that to me, I would cry, but.
Parents with life 360 is scary.
No, it's so scary. I had friends that had that. No. But with my boyfriend, it's like, yeah, I kind of want to know your location just for your safety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, what are you doing? Like, I know you wouldn't lie to me about where you're at because it's like, okay, we're done. We're done with that.
No, you're done.
Dropped. But no, I think like it's just a thing. Like all my friends have my locations.
Yeah.
I have yours. I just want to know where you're at.
I agree with you.
I just want to know where you're at, babe.
All my past relationships, we've shared locations.
Yeah.
I think it's just out of like...
It's just like
it's just a relationship thing.
It's just a relationship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like a toss up. Like, if you have it, great. If you don't, that's fine. As like if
I would
if,
just end up requesting the location anyway.
Yeah,
but I don't sit there and like go through like where are
no,
you
exactly
tracking your every move.
Like I'm the person in the relationship where it's like out. it's up to them. Like if they want mine,
right.
great. If they don't, okay.
But you
like,
don't really
you still
don't really
have
mind
mine if you
either
want.
Way.
Yes, because. Dixie, we both have our each other's, but like I didn't even know that was really like a thing until like she told me. She was like, yeah, let's share it. And I was like, oh,
well, because
you can do
it's
that.
A thing also.
It's also
when,
a new thing.
When couples break up, though, it's like, damn, they stopped sharing my location with me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's
like
another
thing
to like.
It's a thing. And
that
I've had friends that have been like, you fucking stop sharing his location with me. I'm like, yeah, y'all broke up. You guys don't even know.
Because you get that note that comes up as a notification, right?
It's a gut. Okay. Like, it's between your gut.
No, but me and Baron have our locations just because it's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think
what about purely, like, a safety thing, though.
It is a safety. Like, I think over it's a everything, safety thing.
I think it's a safety thing.
It's not like I trust, you know, I trust Baron, but it's like, where are you, girl?
And exactly. It's almost stupid enough to lie about where they are when they have their location.
I wish somebody would lie to me where they are.
That's what I was saying.
I got eyes everywhere.
Eyes in different areas, different countries.
I think we're all on the same page with location.
Yeah. Passwords.
Passwords.
No.
You want me to go first on this
let's
one?
Start, let's start. Yeah, we'll keep it this way.
So I've only dated two people, like, ever. So I didn't know, like, the whole relationship thing worked.
Okay.
But back when I dated my last ex, in the beginning of the relationship, I didn't know that not having each other's passwords is not a thing. Because the person that I used to be friends with, her like boyfriend, they were like, oh, you need his passwords. Like, and all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, like, are you sure? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I asked him, I was like, hey, should we get each other's passwords? Like, yeah, if you want.
Yeah.
So, like, we had each other's passwords. Out of nowhere, like, I think at the ending of the relationship, like, we were like, this is so extra. Let's, like, change passwords, so we did.
Yeah.
And then I started to hear from a lot of people, like, that's weird. Like, you're not supposed to.
Not even
passwords, understandable. But, like, logging to each other's. We were both logging each other's accounts, and I was like, this is kind of weird. But not weird, but it's just like.
It's just
I have a check. If your phone gets stolen, bitch, that's my account. No. My account is gone.
No, it's true. I think it's obviously phone passwords, it's like.
It's understandable, but
I get it, because it's like you're going to end up taking your, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend's phone and being like, oh, what is it? So I can do something really fast. But like having like your like Instagram or like, it's just weird.
It's really weird.
Because it gives
No privacy.
No privacy. And it's not even like, no one's fucking cheating on each other.
Yeah, it's not like you're hiding anything. It's more just like.
But it's just a weird, like, why do you, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
I don't think anybody should be dating. I don't think, like, if you're dating somebody, you should not have, like, their Twitter, Snapchat, login.
If you need to have their password, it's like, okay, why are you in that relationship?
Yeah. Valid.
But that's just.
And I feel like you agree too. You never have Dixie logged in into your phone. You could care less.
Like, it's not like I'm hiding anything, but it's more of the idea of like, why?
It's like the privacy.
Yeah, like, you have an Instagram, don't you? Like,
it's uncomfortable. It's the privacy. It's just
like the only thing that they can do on my Instagram that they can't do on theirs is like look at my DMs. And it's like.
And that's why it's like.
Go through my DMs. It's all just me asking for shit from brands.
I think what's.
Okay, I have the best way to put it.
Have it.
It's not like. It's not about. It's okay, it's privacy, but also like the thought process of someone like. That's been your like private thing for so long.
That's
so the thought process of someone going through it, even if it's nothing to hide, is just weird.
It's just weird.
And it's uncomfortable.
I don't.
I feel like before that's you like even someone, get into that,
oh God.
Like I feel like you would know the person.
It's like I feel like snooping too back to before you knew them or something. Like, I mean, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely get what you mean. Because it's like
oh, I feel I like hit you, Harry you, Styles at 3 a.m. Okay.
Before I knew you or something. You know what I mean?
Even when like, I knew you, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like Harry Styles.
It's just,
okay, I'm joking. Messages.
Okay, I'm joking.
Messages. What does this one mean? Like if you go through their messages or something?
Yeah, I assume. Like going through their texts.
Wait.
I'm gonna skip this one.
Okay.
I've been through some stuff. Yeah, you know,
because I
had trust.
Wait, do you
want
to go first?
I can go first. I don't know. I think it's one of those things where like, if I had any kind of like doubt about any kind of like communication with so like, I would just ask like, hey, have you been talking to? And if like she says no,
exactly.
Let's take her. Like I'm gonna control the things I can control. Like it's not like that would just make me more insane.
He ate that.
But that would make me more insane if I saw the message and it was like.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want her thinking that, like, I don't trust her. Because, like, even just asking to go through someone's messages, like, creates this, like, weird
It's a weird,
thing.
Like, oh.
In the future. You know? It's like I told you, I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, and if they want to look through my messages, like, purely out of, like, reassurance,
mm-hmm.
I would let her. Like, I don't care. But at the same time, like, even them having to, like, ask, like, for, like, proof and not taking my word for it, it's like, it creates this weird, like, trust issue.
Yeah. It does,
thing.
Yeah. I know. So I
but if
agree
I want
with
to,
that.
Go for it.
I agree with that. It's like, don't secretly go through it, but if you're having some type of feeling about something, here you go. I will show you.
Oh, is secretly going through it? That's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, like, I thought that's what we were talking about now.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Secretly going through it.
Yeah, like they're sleeping, you're going
through it. If I caught Dixie mm-hmm. going through my phone secretly, that's kind of like.
Would you be like, what are you doing?
Like, just ask, and I'd let her.
That's
but like,
what I'm
the fact
that
she
up. "What are you doing?"
Like open one side.
No, secretly that's kind of a problem. Open just one that's eye. Like a huge
breaking. I mean, in this day and age, it's very like
that's breaking boundaries.
It's very normalized to like go through your boyfriend's phone. It
is, yeah, but I think but it's then like
that saying of like, don't go through the phone unless you had a backup plan. Because if you find something that you didn't want
to
find,
and then like, how are you going to say that to them? Like, oh, yeah. I went through your phone while you know.
You didn't even think of your backup plan.
Or you're, like, yeah, you're didn't. You're just doing it to do it. You're
stuck there.
Oh, exactly. I didn't think about that.
And as a person, and you know what? Just because I'm a real ass bitch, I'm going to sit up here with my chest up.
Mm-hmm. You've done it.
I, like in the beginning, in the beginning of my relationship, I did not know my ex's intentions. I thought he was A, using me for clout, B, talking to other people. We barely knew each other, so... Like my friend, I used to be friends with some crazy toxic bitches, and like
I'm like, what do I do? They're like,
check that phone, bitch. And you know how some best friends are. So we'll be on FaceTime, like,
yeah.
And then growing up, like now, I would like obviously I'm way too mature for my.
It just gives you anxiety too.
It's like, why would I go through somebody's phone when, bitch? If you're fucking around with some other bitches,
and I mean, I've never gone through. Yeah, I've never gone.
That's your L. Take that L, you lose.
You need, exactly. Because you need a backup plan, first of all. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you do find something, how are you going to tell them? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I took your phone. You know what I mean? And then it's sound crazy. And then you just, I feel like you'd have anxiety going through it.
Yeah. Even and I feel like if y'all were to, like, kind of make it out of that weird patching relationship of, like...
They're not going
to
trust you.
Then it's going to, like, moving forward, there's no trust. And it's
exactly.
Like, maybe... They went through your phone because they had trust issues from their past relationship or something like that. But like, that's why asking and just like getting reassurance is like better than doing it in a secretive way.
Hey, I'm feeling this type of way. Can I just see these messages with this person, or can I just see like what's going on?
What if they say no?
Mature. Oh yeah. What if they're like, nah?
Ooh.
What are you hiding then?
That's a different story. Like, what if they say no?
Bitch, hold on.
There's so many pathways you can go through.
Imagine you sitting there like, can't go through your phone. Nah, you. Your nose start bleeding.
They're like, yeah, give me a... What if they go, yeah, give me a sec, and they're like...
Oh, if a bitch said, give me a sec, I'm going to go,
one. I'd be like, give me that SIM card. Give me that SIM card, period.
Literally one. And I swear to God, I don't know what type of fucking figure would turn to my body, but I would find powers, I would take it. Like, I would.
No.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh my God, imagine...
I would ask...
Bitch. Imagine, oh my God, I just had like a panic attack. No. I'm making myself mad.
I was like, what?
Imagine you and your man chilling.
I'm hot.
Why don't we create a story?
Like, imagine y'all are chilling, you're like laying on his shoulder, and he's like playing like Clash of Clans or something.
Oh, oh God.
And you get a text from like settings or like Pizza what? Hut.
Settings. Oh. Wait, what?
The contact name is Pizza Hut.
No, I know what you mean.
Oh.
I gag.
I never understood. Like,
Pizza Hut? Okay, first of all, dumb. You're dumb. Why would you get a contact? Why would you name that Pizza Hut?
It's like, mom, she's like, baby, what are you doing tonight?
Okay, I'd be like, okay, either...
I know. What type of Alabama shit is going on in this family? Either
you're from literally Alabama, or you are hiding something. That's just never happened to me. And if I did have... I feel like I have good, like, intuition with that.
Yeah.
I would be like, what the fuck? What? That's stuff I wouldn't like even waste... I wouldn't
out of
even waste
a movie.
Time.
I swear,
that
like...
That is literally out of a movie.
Before dating someone, like, I feel like you should know who you're dating before getting into it.
You
like,
need to know what you're getting into.
If you know that you're going to date someone and, like, you kind of question...
They're
possibly
going like, to have that.
You got to take things slow and, like, kind of...
And you have to build but that trust.
You got to be picky when you're looking for 100%, a partner.
But there's, I agree. I'm settle. Only going to defend my friends that I know that, like, fall easily. Mm-hmm. And as a person who, like, has to give these people advice, like, it's not easy to, like... Just find, like, if you fall in love with a person, you can't control that.
It true. Just sucks because then you, like, dug yourself into a hole with someone and that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta take out emotion.
And a lot of people, you gotta think about it. A lot of people, they're not authentic with them true self. So, like, you can be talking to a guy and he can be completely acting like a whole different person. Until you get into a relationship.
That's why following your heart can be dumb sometimes.
You're a different person.
Damn, he's a realist over here, man. He's thinking logically.
You gotta, like, take yourself. Like, you gotta, like, sometimes
you gotta be picky
move.
With your exactly. with, for your heart. Yeah.
But
you
I basically
be picky with your heart.
What did I say? I said
I agree.
Oh, that's why following your heart can be dumb sometimes. Because it's like
he's thinking
the moment you take emotions out of it is when you start to think logically and then you're like
wait a second.
And I'm an emotional person.
Like, do I love this person?
Too.
Or do I
love
deal
like, with my emotions.
Oh, it's so scary.
I do think logically when it comes to dating, I feel like, but sometimes the emotions take
that's
over.
Part of maturing. Like, you're not gonna be in fifth grade being like, do I love this person or do I? No. Yeah, it's like you're just gonna be like, fuck it, like let's have fun.
It's hard,
but that's part of maturing. Everyone will eventually.
You could be mature and still think emotionally.
Of course.
But you just call me a fifth grader or was that a person?
No, okay. I wasn't comparing to you.
I just go, I think emotionally. He goes, that's the part of maturing.
Yeah, I can be mature.
Wait, I didn't
think
hear that. I was just more.
No, I mean, like, the way I think emotionally is, like, you can literally do me wrong, but instead of me logically taking myself out of that position, I'm going to emotionally put myself back in the position and be like, it's okay. But now I'm self-aware. and I'm making ways to change it.
Okay, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. It's all about self-growth. Not maturing, but growth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, growth is maturing, oh my I guess, God. But...
Y'all. And not comparing.
Yeah, let's talk about friends. Let's talk about friends.
Oh, wait, what do you mean with that? What does that even mean?
Friends. That's interesting. Okay, so
I want to go first, only because I would love some honesty from you guys.
Okay.
Do you want your boyfriend or girlfriend to have the same exact friend group as you?
It's not
or do
I
you want
you
them
going.
To have their own friend group, and then y'all can split between
that their own second one.
Thank you so much.
Because as y'all soon can't have as the you same merge exact friend groups,
because I'm not gonna complain to you about our problems. To
who can you talk to?
Exactly, and it's also if you guys do break up. What friends? Where the friends gonna go?
Where are your friends gonna go? You have a draft after. I take this one. No, take that
you
one.
You get that. You get her. I'll take her. Let's come down. Yeah. See, it's just weird. You need to have your own friends. Their own friends. Merge it a little bit when you guys start dating. But again, have that boundary of your own friends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like I want my friends to love my girlfriend. I want my friends to really enjoy her company. I want us to have nights where we all hang out. Exactly. But at the end of the day,
those are still
you want to have a little guys.
They're
night
my homies, you know? It's like.
You want to have a little alone time.
Exactly.
Now, have you ever been in a scenario when you're dating a person that's a part of the friend group?
Dating a person?
No.
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's say, we're all, it's six of us, we're all best friends, and then
Yeah, of course it's going to happen. I feel like.
Have you ever been in that position or not?
I've been in situations where, people.
I mean, it's we have the same friends, but it's not like. As in close friends, we don't have the same close friends, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely in the same friend group. Baron, you know what I mean? Like, I was the same You're friend totally group. But we had our own friends at the end of the day, which was good.
Yeah, let's talk about partying.
Okay.
I don't care if my boyfriend. I was going to say girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm gay.
Boyfriend.
I don't care if my boyfriend goes party. It's just tell me who the party is. Where's that?
That's what I am. Okay, who's going to be there? I'm like, what's their numbers? What are all their numbers?
I need to face everybody that walks in.
No, as long as I know where you're going.
The only thing I will say is knowing if the person I'm dating is going to a party with someone that I know has slid in their DMs, I'm going to be uncomfortable, but I'm not going to care.
I'll be uncomfortable,
I'm not
going to
care, but I'm going to
I'll be like, ew.
You're
and it's
there.
Why would you even want to go?
I'm like,
why would you even want to go? That's
scary. Yeah, where my advice?
No, okay, if I'm invited, but I choose not to go, then that's on me. But it's if you want to go to a party and then you don't invite me, it's okay, why?
Now that you said it.
Right?
No,
thing.
I've just been staying quiet because I'm
I'm so lenient.
No, I'm
You're
in,
different,
like,
though. Your case is so different. Your girlfriend, she's really famous. So whatever she does is on the camera. So you don't got to worry about it.
That's whatever you do, we'll be caught.
True.
And you will be caught.
And it'll probably be for me.
And you'll be ripped to shreds.
I'm recording it.
Again, social media, adding this whole new element to dating. It's back then, if you were to go to a party, great. If you go to high school with these people, great. If you flirted with someone, who cares? I feel like social media adds just so much
Huh?
The last part. You flirted?
No,
I'm kidding. I get what you're saying.
That's where
I am. If someone's going to be
back
there.
Then you're 21.
As in before me.
Wait.
I'm going back to date 50 years ago.
Confused. Bitch, how dating would you know?
That I don't. But I'm just saying before social media. I know what social media adds.
Confused.
I'm so confused.
Do you not get what I'm saying?
Oh, you're talking about in the 70s or something?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about
we don't know
before.
That.
Yeah, I got
my
confused for a
second. My mom told me she had to fight 13 girls for my dad.
Period.
And that was before social media.
And one.
And imagine if she had social media back then, she would have to fight 53.
Social media just makes everything talk.
That's what I'm saying.
It just adds a layer of toxicity always.
Dating 50 years ago, if y'all broke up, that's where it ends. You break up and you move on.
So what if a girl was there?
That's not true.
Okay. What do you mean?
A girl.
I'm pretty sure they got back together back in 50
years. I'm saying there's no There's no backlash. There's no people adding their two cents in, like, at least publicly.
You're talking about, like, in our shoes. And, I thought you were talking about in general. Like, for normal people, like, for people that don't do social media as well.
Well, even if it's on social media, even if you have 2,000 followers and you go to a normal high school, like, people could still be putting on their stories, like, I don't know. Like, that's, you just see them all the time. School, like, you just see it. Like, you constantly see it. Like,
yeah.
Public, like, that's why a lot of, like, celebrities keep their relationships private, because, like,
very true,
if they break up no one makes a big deal out of it because they never knew they were dating in the first
privacy
place.
Privacy is peace.
Can we move on to the next
one? I'm over the partying one. Paying. Let's take turns.
A gentleman should pay, but
a gentleman should pay.
Okay.
But what if we're both old fashioned? No, and, like, times are changing.
Old fashioned,
but, like, I'll still pay.
What if we're both gentlemen?
Oh,
that bad.
You didn't think of that one.
I can't. Really, I'm not gonna lie.
One thing about my ex is that he did pay everything. Really? It was actually really sweet.
That's cool.
No, okay, let me stop lying. He paid, like, when I would go to Starbucks and stuff. When it came to the big boy dinner.
When it came to Katsuya. When it came to Katsuya.
That's when the girlies LLC credit card popped up.
Right. LLC. Let's put it on tab. I like paying sometimes because I'm like, period, girl boss.
Yeah. You eat up.
No, I'm kidding. No, but I like taking turns sometimes because it's like, you know, if you're dating for like a really long time too, it's like, okay, let's take turns. You don't always have to pay.
Yeah.
But that's just, I don't know. That's just me.
I feel like in the honeymoon phase, like, obviously, like, the guy, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like an ego thing. It's more of just like, how you were raised. Like, I think my parents kind of, like, installed into me, like, the idea of, like, gentlemen should pay. Like,
right.
And it wasn't even, like, you're better than her, pay. Like, it was more of just, like, it's polite.
You feel like you have manners. An obligation to. Yeah.
Well, not even that. It was more just, like.
Like a moral obligation.
Yeah. It's, like, just polite to pay.
Right.
But then, I think it comes in a point where it's, like, you've been dating for a year or two now.
Period. And is.
Just and a little bit. Am I being a whore?
Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry, guys.
OnlyFans podcast.
I feel like that's something that could be, like, discussed in a relationship. It's like, hey, babe, you've been paying a lot. Like,
communication is key, honestly. That is actually the biggest deal.
My next relationship, I wish they literally, like, worked on a farm.
Oh, like, you want it?
I don't want to date, like, another. I've never dated
another.
Like what
Baby Keem said, I want a bitch that no one knows.
Because, mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I had both. And, like, the beginning of the relationship when no one knew who I was dating was so, like,
it's peaceful.
It's kind of fun, too, because it's like,
yeah. Sneaking around. Like, when we're walking around, we, like, can't hold hands. I'm like, period.
Like, oh, I can't do it.
Now it's like.
But it's also cute when they
Kevin Wong coming up to me asking me 5 different questions about, like, Max. I'm like, Kevin.
Remember Dixie and I's That's couple so of besties era? Yeah. When we were like, everyone knew, but we were like, still like denying it.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, date social night. Media.
I think date night is so important. I love date night.
I think you should at least have, like, once a week date night.
Like, every day.
I think y'all should never stop dating. I think
no, it like just, a date night, meaning, like, you guys actually, like, dress up. Like, you guys should never stop dating.
As in, like, no, did you, no, not like, like a time span of, like, oh, just stay together. No, yeah. It's more of, like,
yeah,
go on dates.
Go on dates.
I think dates are so important.
Dates are so important to sit it's there so and important. Talk to them.
Keeps them. It keeps, like, the relationship interesting.
It's the flinging.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, it keeps go that, like, arcade. Liveliness go, like, alive.
I'm such a hopeless romantic, though. Like, I love, aww. Like. Planning stuff.
What
I think
are
it's
you?
Fun.
Are you hopeless romantic?
Mm-hmm. It's weird though.
But are you the hopeless romantic that likes silly. Nice things done to you, or do you like planning the nice things?
I don't
things?
Care. I love nice things stuff done to me. Obviously, who wouldn't?
Right.
I kind of. The only thing that gets me is, like, if I do something for you and you don't put, like, effort in the entire, like.
Well, yeah.
Oh my god.
You're transactional.
Wait.
It's not.
No,
it's not.
Oh, you're transactional.
It's more like.
No, because
that's the energy.
It's not that you just want somebody to match the energy. I don't expect you to do it for me, but it'll be nice if you did it.
Reciprocate the effort.
But if you don't do it for me, I'm gonna be like, do you
reciprocate the effort?
Yes, reciprocate the energy. See, you're dropped.
I got attacked on the internet because he made it seem like if I buy you a gift, I think you should buy the gift too.
I remember that episode.
I was joking.
Wait, when?
No, I got him something for his birthday and I was like, what'd you get for my birthday? He goes, oh, you're one of those. I go, what do you mean? He
you're
was like,
babe.
No, he
it's
was
transactional.
Like,
that
like,
is transactional. No, I understand
like,
that.
He was like, I spoiled you, huh, for your birthday. He was like, making it, he's like, I got you nice stuff, huh? He's like, you know, mine's right around the corner. And I was like, you're oh, like, here we go.
But like, I was anymore. Joking, but like,
what if I made you like? What something? If I did? He bought me a few like designer things. What'd like
you
get great. Like
you can literally make me a painting of myself, and I would be like, "Thank you."
It's just I'm like that too. It's
I just
the,
want
it's the thought.
That's what I'm saying. That like you care
there, because you spent like probably a couple G's on me. What if I like painted you? Like, what if I did a little portrait?
I would love that too.
I would love that.
If someone did that for swear. Me, I would love it. Wait, what did.
Not, no, I swear. Not. You don't think I would?
He would make a joke. He would love it. He would love it.
I don't care about materialistic stuff. You see my closet. It's literally like.
I do see your closet.
It's black.
I don't care about materialistic.
I don't care about. I just want you to show. I literally grew up not feeling
love.
So if you show me that you love me, I'd be like, if you came here with fucking McDonald's and a fucking flower.
And like a little note saying, like, I love you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Letters are huge to me. I love
letters. Oh, no, you got me letters.
You got me sweating up in this bitch, making me seem like I'm just this fucking materialistic.
Airing him out.
Okay, so you know how we mentioned, like, or we asked you, what's your plan 5-10 years, like, yes. All that. Do you see yourself living here? You've lived here your whole life. Do you see yourself living here the rest of your life?
You know what's crazy? We were just talking about my roommates, because I just moved to Hollywood, like, last year. Like, Hollywood.
Right.
And, like, L.A. is low-key so depressing. Like, I was walking down, like, Hollywood just to go to fucking Target or some shit, and I was like, damn. Like, this energy is
you walk
real.
Around, ugh.
No, I just, like, you feel it. Like, it's so dark. Ugh. It could be sunny as fuck, and it's dark.
Like, Hollywood Boulevard and, like, the stars on the, it's so, like, romanticized, and
that's
so,
what,
like,
it's sad about. It's like,
sad, because it's really a mess.
It's a mess, and you see how sad people are there, and it's just, like, there's so much going on, but nothing at once at the same time. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, the energy of it is so sad.
I used to go there as a kid, and I was like, that was the coolest thing. And now I live here, and it's like, I don't want to go near
even
it.
Even when I lived here, like, I mean, living around here, I would love to go to Hollywood. I was like, yeah. Oh, let's go to, like, wherever the fuck. I don't know, a restaurant down there. I loved it. But now I'm like,
if you
want
to tour
it.
Anywhere, for those who've never been to LA, Hollywood's not it. Universal Studios, best time ever.
I
love Universal Studios.
Yeah, CityWalk is so fun.
I used to go there when I was in middle school. Like, that would be the Friday thing. We'd all go to CityWalk.
So
and we'd meet up.
Cool.
It was just, it was weird though.
CityWalk is like ahead of its time, I feel like.
You did?
They performed.
Yeah. Oh, I saw Pia Mia there.
What?
Or Mia Pia.
Pia.
What the fuck? Mia.
Ain't that a movie?
And I was like, woo! Even though I didn't listen to anything, but I was like, yes! Love it. But it was just so much.
Favorite place you've been?
Oh, like traveling?
Traveling.
Well, I just recently went to Europe.
Saw that.
Milan.
Yeah?
Milan.
Does that make you... I was just about to say, because like...
crazy.
Traveling the world makes you realize like how much more there is.
I like usually when you're like... when you come back from a trip, like you're inspired, right? I came back and I was like... it's like, what is my life right now? I was like, I don't want to be here.
Should I move to Milan?
I was like, let's go to Milan, everyone.
I
want to
move there so bad.
No, it's insane. Like, that was actually insane. I loved Italy. Like, Italy was just like...
Italy's so pretty. You look like you looked so happy there.
I was
like,
so happy. Even though I definitely got laughed at by the French people because I didn't know.
Oh, of course. But like, just their way of life is so different in terms of like...
it's
so different.
The art of like doing nothing. Like, they're so... content.
Just order
with
a little
like,
cappuccino croissant. And
yeah,
and
their lunch breaks are like 3 hours.
The rest of the week, bro, I swear.
Their lunch breaks are like 3 hours. You know, it's like Tuesday at like
guys,
1 p.m. and they're
Europe.
Just.
I had a. I, oh, can we? Okay, let's
I
all. If we all collectively move to Europe for like 3 months,
start getting content no, houses. I am Europe. We'd be hating.
Wait. We're on to something.
I said we.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm
getting
down
a,
to.
I'm getting a place in Europe eventually.
Oh, period, and we'll go, and we'll definitely be there.
Y'all can stay whenever you want.
I literally will.
My favorite place is Paris. I love Paris.
Oh,
like,
I loved
something
Paris.
About Paris is just like.
And Baron, he was like scared of it because he said it's like super dangerous, and he saw things I didn't. But I was like, babe, I love it. I'm like, I didn't
him
care.
Getting mugged, you. Ooh,
woo! Nice. I'm like, hey,
look at that tower sparkling.
I know.
Him getting robbed, you.
I literally like his whole wallet getting stolen. He actually did get. I think that's why. I hated it before he got like mugged before.
Oh no!
I think I don't know if I would want to, because I love Paris so much. I don't know if I would want to like get a place there just due to the fact that like I don't want to like I feel like that would ruin the magic of it for me.
I know
like,
what
I
you
don't,
mean. Moving there,
moving,
yeah.
So like I would probably get somewhere.
Maybe it's a place to visit.
Definitely.
I feel.
Yeah. But I'll definitely get a place in Europe eventually. Just. Vacation home type
thing. And we'll be there. Yeah. Always.
Y'all are welcome.
Oh my God, you both play soccer.
We do.
Period.
We
I
do.
Mean, he's definitely up there.
No, stop. So are you. We live.
No.
For my birthday. Did
that
you,
was so fun.
You, went to my, you didn't go to my birthday.
He wasn't there.
He,
where were you?
You were doing some kind of thing at Universal,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was for a good cause.
It was, so
cool.
Fun. Mm-hmm. It was,
but,
oh, good job.
My
but
birthday.
So fun.
How fun
that
was that?
That was so fun. I mean,
like
you know we're on the same team.
Field day.
We were like, weird. I don't
blast.
Know. It was so fun.
It was
because there was like another kid that was playing, like, he played on like UCLA soccer,
ooh,
too.
Yeah.
And I was like, definitely wish you were there.
It was I very feel fun. Like up there.
It was so fun.
Was Tyler there?
Because I hadn't,
of course, yeah.
I hadn't played in so long either. Like I hadn't, like that was the first time I played in like, because my ACL.
I heard you killed it.
It was fun.
She's great. Like you can just tell, like when you do something your whole life. Mm-hmm. When did you start playing?
When I was like 4.
Love that. Yeah, when you I do think. Something your whole life, then like it's kind of like taken away from you.
Good shot.
I think so.
Because in your case, it was more like. Taken away from you because you tore your ACL,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which is the worst injury.
Here. I would show you, but my legs are hairy, so I don't know. You know?
The
but
worst definitely, injury.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
That was the most painful shit ever. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. That actually.
When did that happen? What age?
I was a freshman in college. So I was like, how old
was it after
I?
Your freshman season?
No, it was literally during captain's practice. Like the fucking coach
before
wasn't even there.
Started.
Yes. So I tore it, flew to the floor. My knee cracked. I thought I broke it. I was screaming in pain so bad that the men's team heard me. It was so bad.
I'm sorry.
And then 2 years.
Okay. So that was like,
oh my God,
your last time playing.
Yeah, because I didn't want to play after that because I was scared. You know?
That's crazy to think. Like I thought you like fully recovered, play for a few, like, and then you were just like, hey, I'm gonna do TikTok.
No, it was bad. Sorry. And then they put you in that contraption. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I would show you.
It's like a little,
it bends your knee for
one
you.
Thing
and
about
it was,
me is
felt like,
I
was like,
when people tell me stories,
ripping
it makes me
apart
so bad.
Yeah.
Probably because of my empath.
Something that like fascinates me, when we first met, like something that you told me that like blew my mind just because how good you were. Dancing.
Oh,
you,
I was like,
you have no dancing background.
No. No,
and
I
you
don't.
Just started dancing on TikTok.
Well, it was more like growing up, I would always like dance like in front of my friends. Do you know what I mean? And it was always just like a funny thing, like Zoe, dance or something. And I'd be like, okay, put on some music, whatever. Even at soccer practice, after soccer practices, they would literally. It sounds so cringy thinking back now, but like they would put on music, and I was just like dance. You know what I mean? It was so
interesting.
Weird. So weird, but. I tried to do a dance class once because all my friends were dancers in middle school. Mm-hmm. They're like, Zoe, do it. Like, just do a little hip hop class. And I was like, okay. That was really bad. Didn't want to do it ever again. So I
really?
Didn't. No, it was so scary. I remember it was to latch. So it wasn't even hip hop.
Like, I'm not That's even not just hip-hop. Like, I'm not even
I'm
like
so
gassing you up. But like,
it,
when I say that, like, you're really.
It's too good at
it's
dancing.
It's like so
Thank
good.
You.
It's like
when
you're holding.
You and Cassidy are genuinely like
oh my, God,
my favorite
Cassidy.
People on the app to watch. And then when you and Baron dance as well, like
I know crazy. He never likes to learn dancing shit though. He never likes
he
to
freestyles.
Learn like
yeah,
and
he freestyles.
So he's like I don't want to learn this shit. I'm like okay.
But I'm so serious. Like the way like I swear you don't even have to listen to a song and you will like know every little beat. Like
no, it's crazy.
It's even like the ad libs that like and your like facials like it's so crazy.
Thank you. That's
it's
like
so
Baron
to
too. Like he like knows like. Like the little ad libs thing and Cassidy.
Y'all are so
Cassidy
fun
was like
to watch.
An NBA dancer.
I did not know that.
Yeah. She
For
was.
What team?
Utah Jazz.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. She was a little jazz
sense.
Girl.
Yeah.
So you could tell with her little. Oh, I wish insane. I did that. That would be fun to be an NBA dancer. That would be
because oh no, like
little facials
like,
for it.
I like I dabble in TikTok dancing. Yeah. However, I am no good. Like I do
yeah,
like the
are.
Basic like yeah, dice
okay.
roll shit. Like mm-hmm. all of like the basic like I try to make it like nonchalant and smooth whereas like
yeah.
you like no problem
she goes
like
in
going in
oh
like
my
if
God.
I went in like that I would look so stupid
you know like old TikTok when like it was like cool to go super into mm-hmm. it I was looking oh my God
remember
so
like that
scary.
That one sound
no,
you, that one song
she,
where
what
was, like
sound does she own
and I'm swerving in the street got you like that whole
oh my
I had
God.
To learn that for a song promo I wanted to like
oh you had to learn it for
I didn't learn it for a song promo. I did it in 2X.
For a song promo?
Yeah.
Damn.
I did it in 2X and people gave me so much shit. They're like, Noah doesn't think we can do it. Like, Noah genuinely thinks we don't see that it's in 2X. I'm like, guys, that's the
I'm
joke.
Dead
like,
as fuck. No, I remember that. That was a fun dance. That was fast.
It was so much to learn and I was there for like 2 hours like sweating.
TikTok is like more fun too because it's like you're not in a class. You could just sit there in your room and learn it and then boom, like you can throw your little spin on it. You
right,
know I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, it's fun.
You definitely throw your spin on like all the TikTok dances and it's really like fun
thank
to watch.
You
yeah.
little spin maybe I should take a dance class now would you guys take it with me playground
low-key
pull up
it,
to playground
it's a great workout
wait,
too. It's just
I would,
like, cool to know how to dance
I would do it with other people like if you guys were
I would
to
genuinely
do
a hip-hop
wait, we
dance
should do it
you.
We should do it
I'm down
we should do it
I've been to one dance class with Mario as a K-pop dance
was it fun
class. It was fun
I would do it if other people did it with me because then it would be fun I don't want
to
do it with Cassidy because Cassidy would be like
we
actually good
yeah I talked to Markel about it
I feel like
Markel
would actually be good though because he could cheer and stuff like he knows like the little
yeah, he's a good
He's like the best hype man too when it comes to like practicing and shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So
I would genuinely
I'll
take a dance
I'll do it with
class.
You guys though because that would be funny as fuck. I'd be down for that.
And then looking like Magic Mike.
Oh. Not you yawning. Do you want a shot? A Red Bull, babe?
Am I need one. He's tired. What are you thinking of a sushi?
Oh, true.
speaking of dancing, and we were just talking about Baron. If Baron couldn't dance, like if he had like no rhythm, would you have like
it's funny.
The same attraction to
him? It's funny because we met because we both you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dance.
But yeah, I would. I don't give a fuck.
Because y'all are literally
I'll teach
like,
you, babe.
I'm
gonna do a little reverse, babe. Come on, I'll teach you. But it's definitely obviously attractive.
Yeah.
Like his little
so
thing.
So when he's like dancing, you're like, that's my fucking.
I'm like, mm-hmm,
you pop your shit, baby.
Y'all see that? Yeah.
Y'all literally are like, I swear you guys are made in like a lab and we're just like, you two are gonna be together.
People.
Industry plant.
No, you both have like amazing style and you both dance and you both are just goofy as fuck.
Yeah, like, y'all are made for each other. It's
no,
crazy.
I love Baron. I love that he dances too. And, you know, has good style. I know it's weird because like, weird. I'm so, that's what I was saying. I'm so picky with guys. Like I didn't date in high school really. It's just like, ew. Mm-hmm. And I remember him being like the first, like, I was like, wait, you're ticking all the boxes for sure. And I wasn't even like into him at first. You know what I mean? It definitely grew.
What made
definitely
you
grew.
Just when I got to know, I was like, oh, he knows how to do this. He does this. He does this. And he's funny. I need it. Like, I would need a guy to make me laugh. I can't be with a guy that's boring. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's actually hilarious.
And Baron is genuinely really funny. So, yeah.
Especially when he's mad.
Oh, my God. Oh, and he will let you know.
Oh, yeah.
He'll let everyone know.
Oh, my God.
He, like, screams in the morning, too. Like, as soon as he wakes up, just screams.
Wait, what?
No, Baron's hilarious.
He just screams. He just screams to scream. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, his energy's crazy.
Okay, I must know, like, Baron and I are friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not close enough to the point where I've ever seen him, like, mad, I don't think.
Oh, I've seen him mad.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I think we know different Barons. Like,
I've seen him mad one time.
What was he mad about?
Yeah, what was Barons mad about?
I've seen him mad twice. One, like, just, like, driving. He was like, this fucking idiot.
Okay, that is, like, yeah. That's, like, road rage.
And then I seen him, like, like you too. Like,
oh,
like, in the car. Like, yeah. Like, this is, like, Bahamas. Like, he was, like, mad at you. But he was, like, cute mad.
Yeah, see, okay, so it's, he like, has very two passive different mads. Aggressive. Yeah, it's, like, mad where he's, like, petty and, like, quiet. But then if he's genuinely mad, he'll, like, just be quiet. And then, like, I'll be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I fucked up.
I'm like, I fucked up. If you're
learning
that
a
mad.
Dance to impress him.
I don't, I'm like, please, babe.
But babe, please.
Like, come back. Come back to me. No, it's not. That's,
you start doing that.
You guys call each other Pookie.
Oh, yeah, Pookie. He literally sent me a morning text this morning. He's like, good morning, Pook.
Oh, my
Pookie.
God, that's so cute. I'm going to fucking
not
die.
The good morning text. Not
good morning,
again.
Good morning, Pookie, babe.
Not this again.
You need someone
Larry,
else to do good morning, Pookie.
Oh, my God, I want love so bad.
You should send Dixie that. Good morning, Pookie.
Good morning, Pookie.
Or a voice memo.
Ours is like
Pookie.
Bubs. Like, I call her Bubs.
I'm right here. What the fuck?
I feel like
a little voice
memo. Why don't I hear other people? I know. Like, Pookie, wake up.
It's no. Low-key cute, but when you hear other people, it's like.
And I'm like, Bubs?
No,
I'm kidding. That's cute.
No, because what if I was suicidal? Like, what if this is not their
turn? I'm like, you want to shit on myself.
See, funny. I hate it here. Funny. All you bitches like, yeah, I come out with your Pookie Wookie.
Pookie
here
Wookie.
I am sitting here.
You'll find it. Don't rush it.
I'm not rushing anything, but
it'll
like,
come to you.
How does it feel to live my dream?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
And I chose
you've
to
lived
be
the
here.
Dream before too.
Yeah,
and I chose to be here.
And that'll build you stronger.
And I'm stronger.
Exactly.
But how much more can I put up? When is
We're
it my time?
Out. We're gonna find out.
When am I gonna find my Pookie Wookie?
Okay, so before soccer.
Damn.
So before TikTok, we know you did soccer and all that.
Okay.
We also know that you worked at Western Bagel. Is this true?
I did.
No way. Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
I love Western Bagel, dead ass.
Bagel?
What the?
I love Western Bagel.
You actually?
Yes.
I hated it. Actually, it was fun because a lot of my friends worked there at the same time as me.
Really?
But waking up at 5 a.m.
No
to pack
way.
Bagels into a bag, good night and goodbye. I worked there for like 2 years.
Yeah, was I've that, never had was that
you worked there for 2 years?
Well, I worked at one for like a year and then I switched over because I went
guys,
to Northridge.
Gotcha.
No, it's gas. I'm not gonna lie.
It's so good. My stomach would hurt.
It looks
fine. Though, because I would eat the food there, mm-hmm. obviously for lunch. It was good though.
How was Zendaya?
Zendaya. Yeah, she well, was like, that was when she was like on her like replay. Mm. That moment she for her. Like the.
Yeah.
I saw it at a movie theater. Actually, over here. The Galleria.
Wait, really?
I'm trying to make Larry interested. No, because
tell me what. I literally... I'll be so real with y'all. I farted. And I thought he heard it. And then you looked at me and I go, did she hear it? And I was trying to see if he was going to react.
I was waiting for you because I was like, this is not fucking interested.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm so...
Oh, it smells. It's
actually...
And I smell it.
It doesn't smell because it's
air. And I smell it.
Because it's air.
Passing
it's
shit air. Out of your ass. So it's I smell air. It.
You're in the Nile. You're in the Nile. First
step. Y'all are fucking rude. I'm actually... You're the literally... Like the most interesting girl that I've ever talked to, because like you're.
I don't know.
I told you this in Bahamas. You're like funny as fuck.
Thank you. When you did that, I just never know if you're being sarcastic or not. I know
people don't take me seriously a lot, and that's my fault. I kind of make that thing about me, but like when I'm.
I know when you're serious. Yeah. I can tell sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Deadass.
But I feel it when you're serious with me. I love you.
Wait, when do you turn 21?
October. I'm a Libra.
Love it.
When do you turn 20? Oh, you're 23.
Yeah. 23.
Wait, you actually are? Mm-hmm. Old. How old are you?
I just turned 21.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Come on. We're in the Bahamas for that. Wait, you're actually
23? This bitch is crazy.
And I see a wrinkle.
No, because when I leave, I'm going to have before. You in a neck brace during
ball. Babe, I'm 20. Like, babe, you can't do that.
I'm such a kneecap, bitch. That. Keep playing.
Grand and I'm 20. Weave. Oh.
I'm busting your kneecap.
Can you play soccer?
Thank God I didn't hear that.
You'll be able to.
Oh. And that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, check.
Cute.
Checking you know too.
Wait, we were on the Bahamas together. Yet.
Hold on.
Y'all, okay.
Hold on.
For my birthday?
No, because hold on.
And he won't be invited. Hold on. And I'll definitely send all the invitations and you will get it. You will get it.
I hate Vegas anyway. I hate Vegas. It's ghetto.
I'm not going to Vegas, babe.
Where are you going?
I'll be somewhere nice.
Malibu?
Girl. Mm-hmm.
Next to you.
Next. Malibu. I'll be somewhere nice like Spain. Aww. Or Paris. Aww. And cute. You guys will be invited. You guys will be invited.
I love Spirit Airlines.
Okay, fuck no. Fuck no. It's bitch. Called Spirit Airlines for a reason. You'll definitely be a spirit after that. Oh, after that ride.
Right. Drive the plane yourself.
They're right. No, like the pilot. I'm the pilot. Anyway.
You
October
just,
3rd.
I can't believe you cleared me like that. That's great. You're a Libra.
Do you like Libras?
I love Libra girls.
You're a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a Taurus. No, I'm kidding. No, actually Cancers are very like you're a triple Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I connect with that a little bit because I feel like I am very emotional. Like a
mom. Huh? I'm very emotional. I'm just like I want to take care of you.
Yeah, and I love that.
Like I'm sucking my titties.
Like, okay. And I will.
See, you make these faces like you don't like me saying nasty like what's up with that, Noah? You don't like gay people talking about titties and stuff?
Oh my god, not Pride Month.
I'm just kidding, honestly. No, I'm joking.
Should we play a game?
Hey, you guys
want to
play
again? I want to play the pussy one.
Okay, we can try.
Oh,
no one needs to learn.
It's so, give them an example.
Okay, like my TikTok.
Yeah.
Like the one of them. Mm-hmm. It's like pussy pathological, come lying in it.
Right.
Really. Ooh, pussy like Red Bull, come fly in.
Ooh, it. That was good.
Wait.
She's the rapper. Ready.
Pussy ooh. Sell computers Best Buy in it.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Pussy like daycare baby wine in it. Wine in it.
Daycare?
Wine in it.
That's nasty.
Let's do like,
I don't like that.
Pussy like a vineyard come wine in it.
Ooh, pussy like a vineyard come and vine in it. You ready for this one? Ready?
Pussy Olive Garden wine and dine in it.
Fire.
You thought you ate that.
Oof. The background.
And oof. Did.
No, because literally I heard that one already.
And did. And ate it. Like I'm at Olive Garden.
You stole that.
I'm trying to
think. Where'd you get that
you
from?
You stole that from a TikTok, girl.
No, I didn't.
You know how you white creators get. No, come on. Think of one.
Just think of something that rhymes with like.
I am.
No, because you was thinking hard.
He was like,
I think I have one with Baby Yoda.
Let me hear it. And don't say anything with force. That's a little bit weird.
I was going to say like.
I have one.
Pussy like Baby Yoda, come Jedi in it.
Oh! Wait, that was
okay,
good.
No, because you ate it. No, because pussy Baby Yoda,
Jedi
in it.
Yeah, there we go.
What's one about like a Zodiac?
Zodiac?
Yeah.
Ooh. Pussy like a Cancer, come and cry in
it. Oh, that was good. That was good. You stole that one.
Y'all are quick with it.
Ooh. Pussy like a Libra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she lie in it. Because y'all be lying.
We do not be lying, babe.
Wow.
I'm not a liar. I'm indecisive.
Does Kirby That's have it. Like a slogan, like a catchphrase?
Ooh, ah! I'm not gonna rhyme that.
It is. That is it.
Ooh, ah, in it. Pussy like a podcast, put a sock in it.
Oh! Okay. That was good.
The delivery wasn't there.
No, that y'all, was good. Y'all go with the delivery. I see what you're going with that.
Let's play a game. Ready?
Yeah.
Two truth, one lie. Why'd you laugh?
Why'd you laugh?
Two truths, one lie? And what?
Sorry. We're
trying to... No, two lies, one truth.
Okay.
I'll go first. I partied with Kylie and Kendall, and we took a shot together.
Okay.
Ready? I broke one of my ankles. Okay. And I ran away from home because I wanted to go to a party.
Now, are we discovering the truth?
There's only one truth.
Wait, sure. There's two truths and one lie.
No, there's only
two
there's
lies, two one, lies truth. One truth. Oh.
They'll never get it. Yeah, they're so goofy.
Wait,
there's
he just
only
said
two
was,
more. Wait, what?
He just said that you just said
no,
he was
I'm
right.
No, I'm saying no, as in like that's your.
And you say we'll never get it. There's
well,
only,
no, because like I'm not telling you the answer. Now. I'm not going to tell you the answer until she answers.
Oh.
Your turn.
I still think it's mine.
Is it just the ankle one? Did you break your ankle? You never broke your ankle because you would be talking about it, I feel
That'd
like.
That'd be so whack if that was the truth.
I know,
though.
That would be boring.
So is it Kim and
so y'all is just, it that
are
one?
Y'all gaslighting me right
is that,
now?
Is that that one?
That's the truth.
It
I
is?
My ankle, yeah.
That's boring. You suck.
Your lies are better. No, I'm kidding. This is hard. I can't think of that. Yes. No, I like that. You did break your ankle. How'd you break your ankle?
You haven't partied with... Kylie and Kendall.
I did not believe that one. That was cool.
I partied with them, but I didn't take a shot.
Yeah, I don't think I was like, did you take a shot? I feel like they wouldn't just take shots like that.
Okay, wait. It was a very low. You know, like, what the fuck?
No, I'm saying, like, do they, like, just, like,
oh, no,
do they take shots like that?
Yeah, they be living it up.
I know. Wait, why am I, yeah.
You know, everybody be living it up.
They thought he was a fan.
Okay. I've hiked the tallest mountain in North America. I've met my idol. I've never paid for rent in my life.
Okay, so is it two truths? Is this two truths, one lie?
One lie. Or no, one truth.
You never paid rent in your entire life.
Did you meet your idol?
You met your idol.
It's a great question.
I think you met your idol. Wait, no, because I feel like you would like make it a... Like, I know you've met a lot of people that you're like, damn.
I have met a lot of cool people.
But I know, is it your idol though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's your idol?
Well, we never know. That would give it away.
I like to hike. You know, I love a good hike.
I'm gonna say you've never paid rent.
Wait, rent low key because like soccer, and then you moved into the house.
No, but he went to college.
That's what I'm saying. But they paid for it. They paid for housing.
No, college is
don't do me.
College is
I got full rent.
Oh, Amy, yeah, up.
That's because
you
ate me. They don't do it for girls. They don't do it for girls all the time.
That was cut. You ate me up. Okay, it's definitely then.
That you didn't pay rent.
You didn't pay rent. You just told yourself.
Because, wait, where are you living right now?
The rent is paid in full, babes.
He walks in there and
gives. Got a thriller.
Oh, yeah, see, no, then it's that one. I forgot. I just didn't realize where you live now.
So is it that one?
So you never paid rent in your life.
Yeah.
Ew, white privilege is real.
Oh, don't even. I worked for that shit.
Ew, pretty privilege
he did.
Exists.
No, it did. No, it did.
Us ugly, mediocre mid girls have
But
to
I have
rent.
Met some. No, the idol one is cool because, like, I thought that one would stump y'all because I have met some really cool people that I've, like,
That's
considered.
That's why I was like. But I feel like you would post about, like, I met my idol and that would be its own post. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo. I've never met him.
That's what I'm saying. I feel is like that, he's someone that like idol? That and I don't think
Cristiano
I've ever seen him.
Have you not met him?
No. He's my idol.
Really?
But David Beckham was also. A huge idol confused, of mine, like and I just him. Met him, and I blanked, and that was cool. And then hiking, like I hiked the tallest mountain in Arizona, but not in North America. It was still a bitch. It was fun though. It was like
You're
team bonding.
You're so silly. I love you.
It was like team bonding.
That's got crazy.
I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. My favorite cheese is is Gouda.
Okay. I love Gouda.
No one's favorite cheese is Gouda.
Yeah, I know. She's lying.
Really? Okay. McLovin went to my high school, and my last one is I saw Omarion in a mall, and he complimented my eyes.
Who?
Omarion.
Okay.
Oh, you're crazy.
Basically.
Oh, you're really
Omarion,
crazy.
Like, Omarion.
Oh, my God.
You know what's so annoying? That these are all so random and distinct.
And they're that's so, what I'm saying. Like, specific.
Wow.
If out of all of these really cool ones, if Gouda is your favorite cheese, I'm gonna be pissed.
Okay, go ahead. Think about it.
What was the second one again? Oh, McLovin going to a high school.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Gouda is a lie.
Okay.
Because I can never see you getting Gouda.
Okay. Like, but then again, bacon Gouda.
The last two are
no. She's trying to throw us up.
The like McLovin going to your high school. How? Why would you think of that? Like, why would you think of that as your life? But then Omarion complimenting your eyes. I bet you do get a lot of compliments on your eyes, so you could just throw that one in there.
Thank you.
But like, she was like Omarion.
But why Omarion?
Like, why Omarion?
Thank you.
You might just really like super bad, and you were just probably thinking of like McLovin. Like maybe you
the thoughts to- up here. Just-
I'm gonna say Omarion.
I'm gonna say Omarion.
No, is the truth?
Yeah.
No, I want to mix it. Yeah, I was just.
McLovin went to my high school. He actually had my math teacher. I had the same math teacher as him, but I obviously didn't go there when he went. I did see Omarion in the mall once, but he didn't compliment my eyes.
Ah, good little twist.
So you know what I did with you, girl. And good is not my favorite cheese. That was smart. It's cheddar.
Cool. I like that.
It's cheddar. No, actually, I did see Omarion in the mall, and I was like, Omarion. And I said that to him, and he's like, and he started dancing.
That's so funny.
A little connection for a second, but he didn't compliment my eyes.
It's okay. I would. You're pretty.
Thank you.
He's probably like thinking it.
And that's the end of this episode of Put a Sock in It. And
put a sock in
thank
it.
Thank you so much, Zoe, for coming. There.
Thank you guys for
it was
having
so fun.
This was very fun. I love podcasts.
That's it.
I love podcasts.
And if you guys want to follow Zoe's, give them your
plug yourself.
It's all Zoe Fish, Coi Fish. If you want to know where the fish came from, check it out.
Ooh.
And we'll leave it at that. Love you.
Bye.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.